mechanics.
And for the mass spring problem, we know the solution. This is a harmonic oscillator. So the energies are h bar omega j plus a half, where j can be any integer value. And the frequency is the square root of the spring constant divided by the mass.
So now I go through this equivalence.
From the last slide, I said, if I take this spring constant and replace it with c squared k squared, and I take this mass and replace it with 1, then I will get the new the formula I should get for light instead of a mass spring constant. Now I'm going to try not to write on the board because I have a new, there's a new video server at the TU. And I got a channel last week, and I need to put something in the video. So. Okay, so, yeah, it's not as easy as it looks. Yes, okay, I move this away from those dangerous buttons. And, all right, so we have omega is the square root of this funny kappa over m. And this should be equal to the square root of c squared k squared over 1. So what we get is that omega is ck, like this. Because k squared is the square root of k squared would be the absolute value of k. So we get the dispersion relationship that I found before.
And now there's a new interpretation to this dispersion relationship. And it's that the frequency is the phonon frequency, the photon frequency that we would get for light. And this J is the number of photons in that normal mode. So if I've got one photon has an energy h bar omega, and omega is given by this dispersion relationship. And if I have two photons, then I get j goes from 1 to 2, and the energy of the system increases by one photon energy. So the interpretation of these formulas that we know from the harmonic oscillator now is that j is the number of photons in a mode, and omega is this frequency of light. And the J equals zero state is a zero-point energy that doesn't really have a classical analog. But in the harmonic oscillator, there's also this zero-point energy. There's also the zero mode.